Cycle Update. Fight the power. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host, providing another update on Manny the Rug Puller, aka Manpreet Kohli, formerly Manny the Hitman, the person from the Satama Scam Syndicate, the person that ripped you off for crap tons of money. All the other people in there, not all, because Nam Stone the Run, as I'm told, but, you know, Russ Cult Leader and others. I'm saying they took a deal, they bowed down, they acknowledged they ripped you off, they acknowledged they're scammers. They accepted their role in the scam syndicate. Manny the Rug Puller, as I did on my lease update a while ago, he's fighting it. He's going to push back. He says he can beat the case. He thinks he can win this. Here's what's happened. This was just recently, like last week, an update was given from the legal system. Apparently, and by the way, the law firm that's behind this, I know they're the ones that are pushing him to do this. So I know it's not him. He didn't have the balls to do it. I'm still sharing it because it affects you if you're in the United States, because allegedly what's happening is that Manny the Rug Puller is pushing back on the claims that he's basically saying that, well, SEC, you don't have any authority here. You know, United States, you don't have any authority here. You don't have any jurisdiction here. You have no proof that I scammed any U.S. investor. I know you're laughing inside. You might be pissed inside. You should be both, but that's essentially what he's saying. He's saying, no, you can't prove that I scammed any United States investor. You can't prove that I scammed anybody in the United States, despite the fact that Satama LLC, which Manpreet Kohli was one of the lead people behind, was formed in Massachusetts, despite the fact that Russ Cult Leader formed a Satama entity down in Texas, which Manpreet Kohli was associated with, despite the fact that Cida Realty, all these other Cida projects that they were building were all initially formed under the United States umbrella of the Saitama LLC. And despite the fact that they did the failed November 13th Vegas event in, by the way, Las Vegas, which is in the United States, marketed to United States traders by way of a banner up in Times Square, which, of course, the fuck you think is going to happen? It's not going to be enticing people from India when you do the banner in Times Square. You knew what you were doing, which is to entice U.S. traders to come to this event. And then you tell Jake Game to come out there and pitch other people. Where the fuck do you think he lives? He lives in the United States. He's appealing to United States people. And Henoch, where the hell do you think he lives? He lives in the United States, appealing to United States people. Where do you think Rodney lives? Where do you think Bleeze lives? Where do you think Awesome Austin lives? Where do you think Valtron lives? Where do you think any of these influencers live that you were interacting with, that you were using to find more people, to get them into the scam syndicate back before people knew it was a scam? Because you went after people who were in the United States, because you went after United States traders. So for him to come back and say, you don't have any evidence that we ripped off anybody in the United States, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children over the ages of 18, if you're listening to me and you were in the Saitama Scam Syndicate, you got ripped off and you're in the United States, you should be absolutely infuriated, outraged, frustrated, and disappointed. To hear this update, I will share you the link so you can read it for yourself, that this is what he's saying, that apparently you didn't get ripped off. Apparently you didn't lose any money. Apparently, when it crapped after the failed November 13th Vegas event, that wasn't their fault. They had nothing to do with that. He had nothing to do with that. When he went over to CytaChain and basically created a Ponzi scheme, taking your money, shifting it over there, and when you lost money on that one, he didn't have anything to do with that. When they went to the V2 and they crapped the project because they launched it early, despite Russ Cult Leader saying they weren't going to do it, you lost major amounts of money. Apparently, that wasn't his fault. When they released CytaMask as a buggy shit show and you lost a bunch of money because people dumped out, apparently that wasn't your fault. When the Lily Brad doctor stuff starts spinning up and Russ is apparently involved and then claims not to be involved and has proven he's involved, and that craps because of Del Rug Pull, aka Del Crypto, that wasn't hit Manny. He had nothing to do with that either. The Cida Logistics failure had nothing to do with Manny. The Cida Realty failure had nothing to do with Manny. The Cida Pro failure had nothing to do with Manny. None of this stuff had anything to do with Manny, despite Manny's name being all of this stuff. Folks, if you're in the United States, that's what he's saying. None of it had anything to, the United States has nothing to do. He's not denying he's a scammer. He's not denying he's a rug puller. He's not denying that he took money from people. He's saying he ripped you off if you're in the United States. You as a United States citizen were not subject to the crime. That's basically what he's saying. I will share the link for you and put it out there. And frankly, I'm pissed because the thing is, the United States, the government, they need every single bit of history, background, and evidence that they can find outside of blockchain in order to substantiate the claims made by various people. The FBI put up a link saying, fill this out if you lost money on Saitama. I said I wasn't going to do it because of the potential tax implications. There may not be because of Donald Trump. I don't know that, but I chose not to because the wallet that mine was associated to had quite a bit of profit to it, and I did not want them to say, okay, IRS, you're going to go after that. But that's my choice. I said, if you want to do it, by all means, doing so will help substantiate, because they can use blockchain to prove the transaction, somebody in the United States truly was ripped off by the rug puller, and you can help substantiate the government's case. But frankly, I'm pissed at a lot of these YouTubers that went over Duck and Smoke deleting their videos, because the whole connection, right, to Saitama LLC being formed in Massachusetts, I covered that. My video's still out there. The move from Saitama LLC, Massachusetts, and ducking the smoke and going to Dubai, I covered that. Mine's still out there. The connection between Russ, cult leader, and his Saitama and Lily stuff that they were doing, my video's still out there. Every connection, the failed, leading up to the failed November 13th Vegas event, the failed November 13th Vegas event itself, everything in the aftermath, everything connected there. The Terrarium Doctors, all of that history of how they were directly connected to the United States that entire time is all in my background history. I kept all my stuff, but a lot of these YouTubers deleted theirs. Do you know why they deleted it? Because many of them were shilling you to get into these various crap projects that tanked and crapped, or they went over to cult, which crapped, or something else that crapped, because they, all they cared about is their bag. I had somebody come by YouTube. Two people I'm going to call out, one in the positive, one in the negative. The one in the positive I'm going to call out said, how come you're the only one talking about this? This is a major scandal. And I said, because they don't care about you. They cared about the bag. Talk about the YouTubers. They've moved on. They care about their bag. They're off on the next thing that's going to make them major money. They don't care about the situation. They don't care about you. Then the one in the negative person's name is, I think it's Everton B5 or something else. The guy that came over here and said, oh, I'm going to check back with you in February or March when Cytochain's going to the millions. Deep, deep, deep. By the way, I remember where that person came from. He came from Bleez's channel. He's seriously in the cult because he was all over Bleez when Bleez was criticizing Saitama. And that dude, he's been nowhere to be seen. Didn't want to come back, give my credit, because I told him, man, you about to get ripped off. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm trying to warn you, this guy's going to rip you off, because when the dude rug pulled the liquidity off PancakeSwap and Uniswap, I knew what was going to happen to you. And oh, by the way, the rug pulling of liquidity off Uniswap and PancakeSwap itself basically forced you to go to their shit. Going to their shit did what? It limited access to certain people to use some of these different project, you know, outlets to be able to trade the tokens. Well, if you lost money because they did that and you were in the United States, you just have this situation happen where they're fighting back saying, we didn't rip anybody in the United States off, and it should piss you off. So that's why I'm sharing it now as the update, because some stopped by and they said, we appreciate you're talking about it. You're one of the few that's still talking about it. We appreciate you doing it because it's important information. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, it is. And we all of us, should be absolutely pissed off about the YouTubers ducking smoke, deleting major amounts of valuable content that the government could use to actually lock it down on these people so that we don't have frivolous cases like this talking about what they didn't do. Here's what I'm going to do at CryptoTalk.fm and tell your friends. I'm going to share the link to this update from the legal, because some of y'all talk about FUD, and I had people say, oh, this is fake. Bro, it's on the FBI site. I'll link the FBI site for some lazy mother fathers out there so you understand what's really going on here. What's happening here is, if you're a United States trader who got ripped off by the Saitama scam syndicate, Manny the rug puller is basically saying you didn't lose money and due to anything that he did. Okay, well, Russ cult leader took a fucking deal. He pled guilty. He admitted the crime. Manny the rug puller was part of the same damn scam syndicate. So how is it possible? One of them pleads and guilty says, yes, I did do this. And one says that he didn't do it. We know what the game is. I'm going to share the link. If you want to do the FBI link, you can contribute and do your part to help bring this dude down once and for all. Because as far as I can tell, him and Nam, which I said are the big bosses on this, I said cult leader was a fall guy. He was a mark. They set him up, and that's what it is. That's probably why he took a plea deal, because he was scared for, he's scared shitless. That's what it was. So now you got these two, Manny the rug puller, Nam's on the run, the big bosses. Let's see if we can bring one of them down.